It's a soft peach.
That's soft peach, and the one that comes away
is a pressed peach.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Don't have to be shelled.
Mm-hmm. This is long.
The snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the types of turnips or beets that people eat?
Salad.
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Roasted ears.
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and its...
Polecat.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it runs...
Brown squirrel. We have them here right now.
They're cute little things. What do you call something that lives near the water? It's about as big around as my fist and it just hops.
Bullfrog.
Okay. And what do you call the kind that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
And what about the a small one that makes a chirping noise?
That's a tree frog or either a rain frog.
Okay, now are those the same thing?
No, they're not the same thing.
Well, then what's the difference?
Well, one when it rains, the tree frog sticks on trees.
Mm-hmm.
In rainy weather, see, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And these others that stay on the ground, they call them chirping frogs. They chirp at night.
Mm-hmm.
Night frogs.
Okay.
They're near a stream or something like that, they chirp.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are some kinds of worms that people use when they go fishing?
Oh. Well, they use... Flatheads, grub worms, these plain old bait worms. I don't know what you call them, but I ain't never heard the name of them called. But they either were, anyway, they grow in the ground, they're long.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use oak worms, and these old worms grow on these trees. What you call them? Trees?
Oh, the catawba worms?
Yeah, they use them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them use crickets, different kinds of things.
Well, now, which ones are the biggest ones?
Oh, I think the catawba is the biggest. The grub worm is next to it.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime season?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that catches mosquitoes? It's got a long...
It's a mosquito hawk.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? Looks like a wall.
Oh, it's a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that grow under the ground?
Peanuts.
Yeah.
And chufas and things like that.
Okay. Is there a difference between peanuts and chufas?
Yeah. Yeah, lots of difference.
Well, now?
Peanuts grow in a hull and the chufas don't. They just come from the root. They just grow from the root, little round things about that big under the ground. Then nut grass does too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Little round balls comes off the roots of them. Peanuts grows in a hull.
Okay. Can you think of any other? Other kind?
No, I don't think there is any other kind. Hell, I ain't never heard of it.
Okay.
But I'm very close to them. I've always had to work with them.
Uh-huh. Is this good country for peanuts?
Yeah.
My husband and I want to get us some peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to plant peanuts here when our children were little. We had five children, and we planted peanuts all around here. We used to tend this land all. We've been living here 28 years.
Oh my goodness! Well, you've been here a long time.
Yeah, I raised all my children.
Uh huh.
And graduated from an education. They're all gone now.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say that the boy is what his father?
Resemblance.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you'd say that the boy
is his father's image.
What do you call a woman who helps to deliver a baby?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I didn't understand.
If a city person comes to the country.
City dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town.
Country cracker.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it.